I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As the hunting seasons arrive for the fall in West Virginia, hunters need to take note of some significant changes since last year's hunting season. We'll run those down for you in just a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. The early September seasons for archery and muzzleloader hunting for antlerless deer in West Virginia have been eliminated. That because of poor participation rates over the last couple of years. Instead, Game Management Supervisor Gary Foster tells us the entire archery season for deer will come in significantly earlier.
We're going to have an earlier opener, opening date for the statewide archery deer season. It's will be opening on September 29th. Which the way the legislation is, or legislative rule is that it will open on the Saturday closest to October 1st. So that's a little earlier than it was last year.
And that date also coincides with the archery season for bear.
It will open the same day as the deer archery season, which will be September 29th, and run through November 17th, and then it'll be closed during the buck firearm season. And then reopen on the following Monday after the buck firearm season goes out and run to the end of the year.
Now, there's another significant change for hunters hoping to bag a couple of bucks, either with a gun or a bow.
During the archery and buck gun seasons, that hunters that are wanting to harvest a second antler deer during one of those seasons are required to harvest an antlerless deer first.
Other rearrangement of seasons later in the year?
Statewide muzzleloader season will follow the buck firearm season this year. Typically, it was a week later, and we moved it up this year.
A couple of other regulation changes unrelated to big game.
Artificial lights of any color will be allowed to be used during the coyote and fox night hunting seasons. If you remember in years past with the coyote season that there was a red, amber, or green collar requirement, and that's been lifted, so it's any collar artificial light. And then there was also legislation that modified the caliber size that can be used for the coyote and fox night hunting seasons. So the minimum size cartridge for this coming year will be a 22 caliber center fire, and it'll be number two shot.
Check your regulations brochure carefully. Quite a few stark changes from what we've become accustomed to. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that's the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.